food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When my picky eater daughter, and yes, very picky eater, was young, she helped my mother grow peas. And when they were ready to pick, she devoured them fresh out of the pod. Well, today, peas are still her favorite vegetable. Our guest, Farmer Jay, has witnessed this phenomenon weekly as he's taught thousands of kids to plant and care for gardens that are create wonderful food that we can eat. So I have a question for you, Farmer Jay. Why do kids decide they like vegetables when they grow them?
You know, I think it's like a sense of pride or something that happens because, you know, you're taking something, you know, it looks like a little pebble, you know, a seed. It's something that's lifeless, and then you grow it, and then you're able to pick it. So, you know, you have some sort of relationship with it at this point. So I think it has a lot to do with that. At least that's what I feel. You know, it's like that warm fuzzy when you do something good. And the truth is when you pick something yourself out of the garden, it's so much better. You know, it's living. It has, you know, it's been able to take on all of the earthly consciousness and the flavors and everything that it's supposed to do instead of picking it for shipping. You know, a lot of times when we buy stuff at the store, it's picked for shipping. And it's picked too early and, you know, all those other things, and it hasn't had enough time. But when you pick it right off the plant and you eat it there right afterwards, you know, the flavors are second to none.
Well, toward the last parts of the growing process, that's when the sun sort of makes it sweeter. You know, the ripening is an important part, and that gets left out. But I do love what you said about relationship. I think you are so right. Americans, I remember someone said to me, the French have a relationship with food and the Americans don't. And I think this is one way we can get it back, is to have your kids grow their own, because they take a special interest in it, and then they decide it has to be good enough to eat because I grew it. And then they start eating vegetables. You never believe they would do that. Happened with my daughter, for sure. Okay, so let's get started. What are the easiest ones? What are the starter vegetables for parents to use to get their kids growing their own? And do you do it from seed, or should we use seedlings to start with?
Okay, so there's two questions. Let's start with what to grow the easiest. I always start people off with lettuces, you know, and what I do is as we plant them in clusters or in lines in the garden, so we trim them as babies. So it happens very fast. So you're harvesting with, you know, in a month to 40 days, you know, you're starting to harvest stuff right away. Another thing that's really easy to grow is radishes. Radishes aren't, you know, sometimes they're a little peppery and spicy, so kids don't, you know, they're not the favorite, but when you slice them thin and put them in a salad, and a lot of the heat is in the skin, so if you peel them, it's a little milder. But fast-growing things like that. Another great thing to do is like pea shoots, you know, and you don't have to wait for the peas. And what you do is you just plant, get a pot, you know, a small little pot, and densely plant the whole top, like, you know, a few seeds per square inch, you know, so the whole top is covered, and then cover it with soil. And then when they shoot up about 6 inches or so, you harvest them, cut the tops off, and you eat them, and they're delicious, sweet pea greens, you know. So you can do things like that to start introducing them to it. You know, tomatoes take, you know, 2 to 3 months before you're getting something out of it, so it takes a while. And they're a lot harder to grow. They're more demanding fertility-wise. So I think lettuces, greens, things like that, and good for us, they're a lot healthier, you know. The green vegetables are the most nutritious, you know, so they make a big impact. So I think starting with those would be best.
That's such a good point, because kids' attention span and patience has its limits. So I know I turned my kids into gardening with radishes, and you're right. They are, you know, it can be bitter. What we do a lot of times is I cut them in half and soak them in water with salt for a little bit. It seems to take a little bit of the bitterness out.
Yeah, that's smart. That's a great tip.
You know, it's fun. It's funny to watch them just munch on it because they grew it. You know, I know it's not their favorite, but, you know, my dad uses this phrase. He's a farmer as well. And he says, every child at one point, rather sooner than later, you should unplug them of the electronic world and plug them back into earth. And to plug your child back into earth, That's gardening. I mean, there's nothing better. And you can do it in a pot. I love that. Talk to us a little bit about something I discovered with my kids, which is how gardening also brings discipline to your children because of, you know, like you said, it's demanding. It asks something of the child. So speak to that and how parents will see a difference on their children regarding discipline.
Yeah, you know, it definitely hits so many different areas, you know, from not only discipline, because you have to, you know, be almost regimented with things. You have to go out there and check things and do it. Yeah. It's going to help you physically. You know, pulling weeds burns 300 to 400 calories per hour. So it's, you know, it's a great workout routine. You definitely have to practice good form with it. You know, I see a lot of people, you know, just using their back, especially like when you're shoveling or doing something like that. You got to remember to incorporate all your muscles, you know, and really think of it. And if you think of it as a workout, as you're doing it as an exercise, then you get more purpose out of it. Also teaches you a lot about patience, you know. A lot of kids, you know, it's funny, we make these little seed necklaces where the kids have a seed germinating around their neck, you know, from the warmth of their body. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, we'll drop the seed in right away, and the little kindergartner comes up 5 minutes later, hey, mine's already germinating. And I'm like, no, you got to wait a little bit longer, you know, come back in 2 or 3 days. But it teaches them, you know, the time span. So there's so many purposes in gardening, so many different things that we could use gardening to teach kids.
Well, and gets them outside. They get that vitamin D, even if it's, you know, early, depends what time of year it is. You'll get more sun than others. But it just getting your kids outside and on their knees. And, you know, Farmer Jay sets up gardens for schools and after school programs everywhere. And I've worked with him on that. And one time he did one, and I went back to a YMCA, and I got all the kids together, and we went and weeded. And they got so into it. They were like, wow, I didn't realize that, because they didn't realize that the grass is a vine underground. They learn a lot about nature. And then they see the bugs, and they look for worms, and it's just it's just a brilliant way to keep them in touch with the real world, which feeds them. And we've lost that connection, I think. You know, thanks, Farmer Jay, there are a lot of kids in his area that don't think carrots grow on trees, but unfortunately, that's something not uncommon. So, all right, so we're getting the lettuces, the radishes, pea shoots, that's an idea. Seed necklace, I'm like all about. What else can we share with the moms to make sure they can get them started to helping their kids grow their own?
Oh, sorry about that. Well, Ellen, you know, was asking you just one last advice, I guess, that we can give moms that are at home listening right now and don't have their kids plugged back into Earth, how to start. Maybe like really quick, just a 3-step process on what they can do to start.
I would say, you know, you got to go up. You got to find some pot or something to start with, some soil. And, you know, the biggest problem, I think, mistake that people make, too, is watering. I'd say 90% of plant death is associated with watering because the characteristics of an overwatered and underwatered plant are the same. So what I teach the kids is you got to incorporate all of your senses. Don't just use your eyes when you're gardening. You have to really feel that soil and dig down in there and grab a hold of it and squeeze it and see what it feels like. Smell it. If it's foul smelling, it's no good. So those are some of the things. And Ellen had also asked another question about, you know, do you start from seed or plants? And, you know, that's really your own debate that you have to figure out. If you start from seed, it takes longer. So if you have a plant, you're going right in the ground. So you have to juggle your time-space sharing to be able to, you know what you want next, you know. So you start your plants ahead of time so you can go right into the ground when you harvest.
That's awesome. Farmer Jay, thank you so much for being with us today and for all the awesome tips. I want everybody to find Farmer Jay. Go to his website. It's www.farmerjay.com, or you can find him all over the place. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook, and you'll see all the awesome pictures of what he's been growing and get tips straight from him. So make sure you visit him there. And for more from us, remember, you can always listen to our past shows on radiomd.com. So thank you so much for being in our Family Food Kitchen. Be sure to eat well and stay well.